Blessed be God, Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit.
And blessed be his kingdom, now and forever. Amen.
Almighty God, to you all hearts are open, all desires known, and from you no secrets are hid. Cleanse the thoughts of our hearts by the inspiration of your Holy Spirit, that we may perfectly love you and worthily magnify your holy name, through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
Almighty God, you have built your church upon the foundation of the apostles and the prophets, Jesus Christ himself being the chief cornerstone. Grant us to be joined together in the unity of the Spirit by their teaching, that we may be made a holy temple acceptable to you. Through Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Amen.
Amen.
A reading from the book of Genesis. God tested Abraham. He said to him, "Abraham?" And he said, "Here I am." He said, "Take your son, your only son Isaac, whom you love, and go to the land of Moriah and offer him there as a burnt offering on one of the mountains that I will show you." So Abraham rose early in the morning, saddled his donkey, and took two of his young men with him and his son Isaac. He cut the wood for the burnt offering and set out and went to the place in the distance that God had shown him. On the third day, Abraham looked up and saw the place far away. Then Abraham said to his young men, "Stay here with the donkey. The boy and I will go over there. We will worship, and then we will come back to you." Abraham took the wood of the burnt offering and laid it on his son Isaac, and he himself carried the fire and the knife. So the two of them walked on together. Isaac said to his father Abraham, "Father?" And he said, "Here I am, my son." He said, "The fire and the wood are here, but where is the lamb for a burnt offering?" Abraham said, "God himself will provide the lamb for a burnt offering, my son." So the two of them walked on together. When they came to the place that God had shown them, Abraham built an altar there and laid the wood in order. He bound his son Isaac and laid him on the altar on top of the wood. Then Abraham reached out his hand and took the knife to kill his son. But the angel of the Lord called to him from heaven and said, "Abraham, Abraham." And he said, "Here I am." He said, "Do not lay your hand on the boy or do anything to him, for now I know that you fear God, since you have not withheld your son, your only son, from me." And Abraham looked up and saw a ram caught in a thicket by its horns. Abraham went and took the ram and offered it up as a burnt offering instead of his son. So Abraham called that place, "The Lord will provide," and it is said to this day, "On the mount of the Lord it shall be provided." The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
forget me forever? How long will you hide your face from me? How long shall I have perplexity in my mind and grief in my heart day after day? How long shall my enemy triumph over me? Look upon me and answer me, O Lord my God. Give light to my eyes, lest I sleep in death. Lest my enemies say, I have prevailed over him, and my foes rejoice that I have fallen. But I put my trust in your mercy. My heart is joyful because of your saving help. I will sing to the Lord, for he has dealt with me richly. I will praise the name of the Lord Most High.
A reading from Paul's letter to the Romans. Do not let sin exercise dominion in your mortal bodies to make you obey their passions. No longer present your members to sin as instruments of wickedness, but present yourselves to God as those who have been brought from death to life, and present your members to God as instruments of righteousness. For sin will have no dominion over you, since you are not under law, but under grace. What then? Should we sin because we are not under law, but under grace? By no means. Do you not know that if you present yourselves to anyone as obedient slaves, you are slaves of the one whom you obey, either of sin, which leads to death, or of obedience, which leads to righteousness? But thanks be to God that you, having once been slaves of sin, have become obedient from the heart to the form of teaching to which you are entrusted, and that you, having been set free from sin, have become slaves of righteousness. I am speaking in human terms because of your natural limitations. For just as you once presented your members as slaves to impurity and to greater and greater iniquity, so now present your members as slaves to righteousness for sanctification. When you were slaves of sin, you were free in regard to its righteousness. But what advantage did you then get from the things of which you are now ashamed? The end of those things is death. But now that you have been freed from sin and enslaved to God, the advantage you get is sanctification. The end is eternal life. For the wages of sin is death, but the free gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Oh, beautiful, for spacious skies and sea.
The Holy Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ, according to Matthew.
Glory to you, Lord Christ.
Whomever welcomes you welcomes me, and whoever welcomes me welcomes the one who sent me. Whoever welcomes a prophet in the name of a prophet will receive a prophet's reward. And whoever welcomes a righteous person in the name of a righteous person will receive the reward of the righteous. And whoever gives even a cup of cold water to one of these little ones in the name of a disciple, truly I tell you, none of these will lose their reward. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Christ.
Please be seated. This is officially now morning prayer. And I honestly do not know if morning prayer is supposed to have a sermon or not. But at Southside Havi, when we've had morning prayer led by deacons and others, we've had short sermons. And thus, I've got a short sermon. Don't get up and go to the restroom. You'll miss the end of it. Okay? And I don't know what Roberts was supposed to be named, but I've decided to name this one KISS. And I think we all know what that stands for. Keep it simple. And there's an adjective I'm not going to say from the pulpit, but it describes me for saying yes at either 10 till 7 or 10 till 8 this morning to doing this. My phone said at that time 10 till 7, and maybe it was something God provided that I wouldn't panic, and I sort of prepared and sort of, I thought I was leaving the house at 10 after 9 and was going to be here for an hour to finish preparing and getting ready. And then as it commonly does on a time zone line, get in a truck and it changes from 10 after 9 to 10 after 10. So I've made a bunch of people panic here, but not intentionally. But that last adjective, keep it simple, describes me in that decision-making process. But for today's purpose, we're going to call it Keep It Simple Simon, in honor of Robert not being here and Simon being possibly an adjective, a reason for that. So today it's Keep It Simple Simon. But I did have a chance to read the gospel, and we had read it Friday night when I was at Southside Abbey. And this isn't the direction we went, but that's where this sermon's going. Keep it simple, Simon. God says, or Jesus said, whoever welcomes you welcomes me, and whoever welcomes me welcomes the one who sent me. It's real simple, folks. Simon said, love your neighbor. Simon said, invite people to God in Christ's name, knowing that God forgives them. God loves them. In today's Simon said, God is Simon. God says, whoever welcomes you, and that means we need to be welcoming somebody else to God. Real simple. Whoever welcomes you welcomes me. Whoever welcomes me welcomes the one who sent me. We need to remember that as a church, Christ, our calling from Christ, is to welcome them to our church in Christ's love, and that Christ forgives all their sins. It is simple. Simon says, invite them here. Christ says, invite them here, and he will take over. God loves them. God should show them love. And for all of you who are out there listening on the radio or wherever, if you haven't been to this church, you show up here and you will know that God loves you. Because that's how we feel about each other. We're small, but God loves you. Come join. If you need to listen from home, we understand that. But all of us here know that God loves us. It's that simple. The very last line reads that whenever you give them a cold cup of water to one of these little ones in the name of a disciple, truly I tell you, none of these will lose their reward. I couldn't help but think of where we were handing out food yesterday at the pantry, where people need it. And that we're handing it out in God's name, showing God's love. And what they do with it from there is between them and God. But we need to invite, remember to invite, and tell them that God loves them. And that's something I have forgotten in getting their names and telling them, here's something to feed you. We need to remember to tell them, this is from God to you. So in closing, keep it simple, Simon. Jesus Christ came for us and loves you. Amen. The prayers of the people. You may stand or kneel. Let us pray for the church and for the world.
I ask your prayers for God's people throughout the world, our Bishop Brian, for this gathering, and for all ministers and people. Pray for the church. I ask your prayers for peace, for goodwill among nations, and for the well-being of all people. Pray for justice and peace. I ask your prayers for the poor, the sick, the hungry, the oppressed, and those in prison. Pray for those in any need or trouble. I ask your prayers for all who seek God or a deeper knowledge of him. Pray that they may find and be found by him. I ask your prayers for the departed. Pray for those who have died. I ask your prayers for Ava,
Olivia and Cindy, Henry, Harry and Terry, Bob, Julianne, Kelly, Debbie, Randy, Bill, Peggy, Sharon, Mara.
Praise God for those in every generation in whom Christ has been honored. Pray that we may have grace to glorify Christ in our own day.
Almighty God, you have given us this good land for our heritage. We humbly beseech thee that we may always prove ourselves people mindful of thy favor, and glad to do thy will. Bless our land with honorability industry, sound learning, and pure manners. Save us from violence, discord, and confusion, from pride and arrogance, and from every evil way. Defend our liberties and fashion into one united people that multitudes brought hither out of many kinds, kindreds, and tongues. Endure with the spirit of wisdom those to whom in thy name we entrust the authority of government, that there may be justice and peace at home, and that through obedience to thy law, we may show forth the praises among the nations of the earth. In the time of prosperity, fill our hearts with thankfulness. In the day of trouble, suffer not our trust in thee to fail. All which we ask through Christ our Lord. Amen. Let us confess our sins as against God and our neighbor. Most merciful God, we confess we have sinned against you in thought, word, and deed. By what you have done and by what we have left undone, we have not loved you with our whole heart. We have not loved our neighbors as ourselves. We are truly sorry when we humbly repent. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, have mercy on us and forgive us, that we may delight in your will and walk in your ways, to the glory of your name. Amen. Almighty God, have mercy on you. Forgive us, forgive you all your sins through our Lord Jesus Christ. Strengthen you in all goodness, and by the power of the Holy Spirit, keep you in eternal life. The peace of the Lord be with you.
Are there any announcements need to be made? Other than we can still use volunteers signing up for the food pantry. All right. Thank you.
We will skip all the way to page 11 and our post-communion prayer. Let us pray. Eternal God, Heavenly Father, you have graciously accepted us, living members of your Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, and you have fed us with the spiritual food
in the sacrament of his body and blood.
Send us now into the world in peace,
and grant us strength and courage to love and serve you with gladness and singleness of heart, through Christ our Lord. Amen.
Teach us how to love each other. Kiss. Keep it simple, Simon. Christ loves each and every one of you. Go forth and tell the love of Christ and his sacrifice so that we can invite those to become a part of God, who created them again. Hallelujah! Hallelujah! Go in peace to love and serve the Lord.
Thanks be to God. Hallelujah.